Welcome to another exciting episode of Pretentious Internet Theater, a show so elite they're considering making a movie about it. And it better be filmed in black and white and have subtitles if they know what's good for them, or the project's off. I'm your host, as always, Andrew Cook. I'd like to start off tonight with an email. And remind you, of course, the listener, you can put down your goblet of Cabernet Sauvignon and allow your clove cigarette to rest ashtray for mere moments while you email at pretentiousinternettheater@gmail.com. The email comes tonight from Shepard von Shepard, who writes, "Dear Pretentious Internet Theater, I am a fan of your program, and since you showcase the very best in fan fiction, I was wondering if you'd be willing to entertain a request." And that request, of course, would be the first ever Kirk Spock slash fiction. It is from this slash fiction that all other slash fiction stems from Harry Potter to Twilight, to Harry Potter with a little bit of Twilight thrown in, and perhaps toss in some Doctor Who and some Pirates of the Caribbean on the side. You get the idea. Please, would you consider reading this story? I humbly await your response. Your fan, Shepard von Shepard. Well, Shepard von Shepard, I believe the story you're referring to is called A Fragment Out of Time by Diane Merchant, which I was able to find the title of using a simple Google search. Of course, if you'd have bothered to do a Google search, you'd have found out this was published in the fanzine Grip No. 3 in 1974. No copy exists on the internet proper. Vis-a-vis, I can't read it on Pretentious Internet Theater, since it is not internet fan fiction, albeit slash, with Kirk and Spock in it. So, sorry, I can't read the story. Moving on, I'm reminded of the quote by Socrates, which says, "I decided it was not wisdom that enabled poets to write their poetry, but a kind of instinct or inspiration, such as you would find in seers and prophets who deliver all their sublime messages without knowing it, in the least what they mean." Of course, that brings us to our final two chapters of Vegeta vs. Pikachu. As always, enjoy. Anime Fan 18.0 presents a Dragon Ball Z Pokemon crossover humor fic hosted on fanfiction.net. Vegeta vs. Pikachu, Chapter 5! Disclaimer, I don't own Dragon Ball Z Pokemon or any other characters from either series. I just decided to put them together for the sake of being funny. Author's note, finally, I get to update. I'm sorry, but our internet's been down. School's been busy. It's just been a while. Nonetheless, I have written the fifth chapter. Yay! Hope you enjoy! Recap. Pika, huh? Pikachu asked himself, puzzled. Suddenly, it started to shrink. Shrink. Shrink until it was back to its normal height on top of Vegeta's chest. Pikachu blinked, looked around, and found the once again thunderstruck expression on Vegeta's face. Choo-choo, Pika, Pika, don't suppose you could forgive and forget?
Back at Capsule Corp.
Trunks had just arrived and immediately ran off to find his mom. If there was one thing he knew about his mom and dad's relationship, it was Bulma knew things Vegeta didn't want her to know. So who better to ask were the two things he could use to break up Vegeta and Pikachu's fight? As he ran into the kitchen, he finally found Bulma cleaning out from dinner. As she was doing this, she was muttering several words Trunks didn't need to hear. Good thing Trunks was too anxious to hear what she said. Mom! Mom! Trunks called as he skidded into the kitchen. Bulma turned around the moment she heard Trunks' voice and asked, Where have you been, young man? Just why did you fly off? And where is Vegeta? When I get my hands on him, I'm going to choke that jack. To emphasize her point, she strangled the air as if Vegeta's neck were there in place of it. Trunks rolled his eyes. Yeah, whatever. Listen, Mom, I need to know. And you, Bulma yelled as she pointed an accusing finger at Trunks, ought to be grounded for a month. If you think you can just fly off when I'm calling for you, you got another thing coming. Mom, Trunks yelled at the top of his voice, I'm trying to ask you, where are the frying pan you borrowed from Goten's mom and dad's teddy bear? Bulma's face went blank. What for, she asked. Trunks sighed. To stop Dad and Pikachu from fighting. Realization hit Bulma as she said, Oh, I see. Well, here's the frying pan, she handed Trunks the infamous frying pan, and Mr. Tinkles is upstairs under Vegeta's pillow. Thanks, Mom, Trunks called out as he raced upstairs to retrieve the critical teddy bear. If this can't stop Dad and Pikachu from fighting, I don't know what will, Trunks thought as he raced upstairs. 3 floors and 17 rooms later, he found his parents' room. Sure enough, Mr. Tinkles was underneath Vegeta's pillow. Perfect, Trunks cried out as he grabbed the teddy bear. It was a brown teddy bear with a spiky brown-haired wig, and he wore a green shirt and blue jeans that were tailored to fit the doll. "All right, time to go," Trunks said aloud as he flew off, Pan and Bear in hand, in order to stop Vegeta and Pikachu's battle royale. It was dark outside, so Trunks would have to rely on one of two things to find his father. Number one, his ability to sense energy. Or number two, the sound of his father screaming when Pikachu shocks him. More than likely, he would rely on number two to find them. No, that was last chapter.
Back in West City,
Vegeta was thunderstruck. Again! One moment, he's about to have the life crushed out of him by a giant furball. Then the next, said furball shrinks back to normal and sits on top of him. Pikachu was more worried than surprised. What was it to do now? One moment, he was the rodent version of King Kong. The next, he was back to his normal height. Anime sweat drops are on both parties. And finally, Pikachu broke the silence by saying this. Choo-choo, Pika-pika, don't suppose you could forgive and forget?
Rah! I'm gonna blow you into oblivion, Vegeta cried. An explosion of energy sent the furry yellow Pokemon back a few yards.
Vegeta then raised his arms in the ready position, preparing to attack.
Prepare yourself, rodent!
Pikachu could only stare in fear as it watched an energy ball gather in Vegeta's raised hand.
Because this is the end! You are going to die!
Vegeta fired the energy blast with all his SSJ2 might, and as it came hurtling towards Pikachu, all obstacles were destroyed.
Cha! Pika Pika! Ah! Not good!
Pikachu cried out in terror.
Kaboom! Bam! Boom!
The following explosion was so powerful that it lit up the entire night sky and blew back all the civilians nearby and 10 lampposts. It also broke the window of 2 nearby buildings. All in all, it was a big explosion.
Meanwhile, above West City,
Trunks had made it to West City and begun to look for his father and Pikachu. He could sense his dad's energy, but he couldn't see exactly where he was.
Where are you, Dad? Trunks thought in his head. I should have been able to find you, seeing as there was a 12-ton Pikachu stomping on you. Something must have happened, but what?
Suddenly below him, he heard the screams of his dad yelling at Pikachu.
At least I know Pikachu's alive, Trunks thought. He saw an energy flash hit something, and then...
Kaboom! Bam! Boom!
Whoa! Trunks called as a shockwave pushed him back, but Trunks fought it. Oh, man! Dad must be really ticked now! Oh, man! I'm probably too late!
When the dust settled, Trunks flew down to see what had happened.
In West City,
Vegeta panted and panted. He used up a lot of energy, and with good reason. For some reason, the thing wouldn't die. As he stared into the cloud, he couldn't see anything, only dust.
Maybe I did finish him off this time, Vegeta said aloud.
Then he saw something in the dust. As his eyes widened, he could see 2 pointy ears, a lightning bolt tail, and 2 red cheeks.
Pikachu was still alive!
Cha!
Pikachu cried out in pain. It was hanging on by a thread. A thin thread.
Pika, Pika, I give!
Hee 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 hee! Vegeta cackled.
Perhaps I spoke too soon after all. Well, it looks like one more blast should finish you.
Vegeta held out his arms and prepared to launch a big bang attack.
Hey!
Vegeta stopped dead in his tracks. He thought he heard that voice before. He turned around to see who it was and regretted it instantly. It was none other than the dork from the park wearing the Pikachu costume.
Just what do you think you're doing, you jerk? Cried the Pokéfon angrily.
Oh no, Vegeta groaned. Not this dork again. Vegeta stopped what he was doing to turn around and insult the person.
Hey, Dorkamon, don't you have anything better to do than to waste my time?
I don't know, responded the man.
Don't you have anything better to do than to hurt an innocent Pikachu? Innocent,
Vegeta cried.
Innocent by foot! That thing has bugged the ever-living crud out of me!
Hey, Dad,
Trunks called out, finally deciding to make his descent. As Vegeta looked up to see his son, it gave all the time Pikachu needed. In a flash, it had run off.
What are you doing here? Asked Vegeta. Can't you see I'm about to finish off Pika?
As he turned around, he saw that Pikachu had disappeared.
Chew!
Vegeta stood there for a moment, just looking puzzled. Then, in a fit of fury, he shouted,
Ah!
He began to lift up piles of debris, trying to find the elusive Pikachu.
Just where did it go?
Trunks wondered himself. Then he heard something, like a whisper. Trunks turned around and saw Pikachu hiding behind a fallen lamppost.
Pika!
Trunks began to call, but saw that Pikachu was motioning for Trunks to keep quiet.
What was that?
Vegeta asked as he lifted his head. The fanboy saw what was going on and said, Oh, nothing. Just felt like doing an impression.
Well, stop, Vegeta called back.
Then he continued his search, unaware that what he was looking for was sneaking towards him.
Pikachu, what are you doing?
Trunks whispered ferociously. Nonetheless, Pikachu paid him no mind as it continued to sneak up on the unsuspecting Vegeta. The Pokéfon chuckled silently. He had an idea what it was about to do. As Pikachu crept closer and closer, It smiled, a sneaky smile, as Vegeta bent down to pick up a piece of debris. Pikachu bit Vegeta on the butt. Hard. Chomp.
Yeah!
Ow! Cried a very surprised Vegeta. Trunks slapped his forehead in embarrassment as Vegeta jumped 5 miles in the air. Pikachu was rolling on the concrete in laughter, yet as soon as Vegeta descended, he kicked the Pikachu to Trunks' feet. Stupid piece of fur! You've made a mockery of me for the last time! Now take the... This is where Trunks stepped in. I wouldn't do that, Trunks called slyly. Pikachu stopped and stared at Trunks in puzzlement. And why is that, son? Vegeta asked.
Pika-pika! Yeah, why? Pikachu asked.
Because, Trunks started, I have... these! Trunks held out Chi-Chi's frying pan and Mr. Tinkles.
Mr. Tinkles! Vegeta cried. Pika, Pikachu! Chi-Chi's frying pan! Pikachu cried.
Don't ask me how he knew of the infamous frying pan. I'm not too sure. Yep, Trunks called slyly. And if you don't stop fighting, I'm gonna either A, bop you on the head, or B, destroy Mr. Tinkles! A big vein appeared by Vegeta's head.
Give back Mr. Tinkles right now, or I'll...
Vegeta was cut off by the laughter of the Poképhon. Vegeta stopped to stare at the imbecile.
What?
Dude, he began, you have a teddy bear? That is so hilarious!
He fell to the ground, crying in laughter. Vegeta's face grew red with rage and embarrassment, and many veins appeared beside his head.
Grrr,
Vegeta growled.
You have a teddy bear! You have a teddy bear!
Sang the darky fan. Now steam was pouring out of Vegeta's ears. What's next? A ballerina costume? Are you going to be the fairy princess in The Wizard of Oz? I know where they're having a casting session.
That's it, Vegeta cried in complete fury. Big bang attack! Boom!
Trunks, Pikachu, and of course Vegeta watched as the Pokemon wannabe was again sent packing by Vegeta's fierce Big Bang attack. Then he turned around to face his son.
Now then, get back Mr. Tinkles or I will blow you to oblivion!
All credit to Trunks, he was trembling, but alas, he stood his ground.
No, not till you and Pikachu stop fighting!
Vegeta glared the most evil glare that any living thing could give without blowing up their own head.
Please, Trunks stammered.
Vegeta considered this for a moment. Let me think.
No!
All right, then, Trunks said as he put his hands around Mr. Tinkles' neck. Say goodbye to Mr. Tinkles!
No, wait!
Vegeta pleaded, his face turning from one of rage to one of concern. Trunks pulled a little tighter, and Vegeta watched in horror as his prized teddy bear was about to be destroyed. Before the bear could actually be ripped, he said in defeat,
Sigh. You win, I'll stop.
Vegeta turned back to normal to prove he was telling the truth.
Good,
Trunks calmly said. To tell the truth, his insides felt like jello to him. Now, will you stop, Pikachu? Pikachu was about to object, but he saw Trunks raise the infamous frying pan.
Cha! Pika Pika! Oh, okay.
Pikachu responded, lowering his ears as he said this. Trunks sighed a sigh of relief.
Good, Trunks said. Let's go home. I'm tired.
After he said this, he let out a yawn.
It is late,
Vegeta commented.
Maybe it's best we go back. But first...
Vegeta walked over to Pikachu. Then he lowered himself so he could, more or less, meet Pikachu's eyes.
Pika?
Pikachu asked.
Boink!
Pikachu fell to the ground unconscious as Vegeta lowered his fist.
Hey, Trunks cried. What was that for?
Vegeta replied with a grin.
Just thought I'd even up the score.
Trunks rolled his eyes. Finally, Trunks picked up Pikachu and carried him as he and Vegeta flew back to Capsule Corp. The battle had ended, and peace had once again returned. Oh, there's no...
There you go! The end of Chapter 5. I hope you all liked it. I tried to be more careful with the way I wrote it, so I hope it paid off. This is my second to last ch, and when ch 6 comes out, it will reveal the end of my story. I hope you, the reader, had as much fun reading this as I had writing it. Originally, I was going to continue, but I decided, well, I dragged this story out long enough. I'll go ahead and conclude it. However, I might make a sequel to the tale, if enough people ask. Remember, I have one more chit to go. Just so you don't think I've already quit this story, so stay tuned for the next and last chapter
of Vegeta vs. Pikachu.
No evil cliffhangers. Pikachu and Vegeta settling their differences. And one more ch to go. And we'll bring you that ch right after this commercial message.
Cobra Commander, I have intelligence to report on the internet activities of G.I. Joe. Yes, Commander. I had Zartan install the spyware on the USS Flag and have found that several of the Joes enjoy going to DipswitchComics.com. Yes, Commander. Dipswitch Comics has geek and video game related humor. No, Commander. The artists draw it themselves. They don't use animation from a 20-year-old video game to make themselves funny. No, Commander. You don't have to worry about listening to a podcast to get half the jokes. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's a comic book. It's not rocket surgeries, Commander. DipswitchComics.com. Leave me alone. I have to work on the Weather Dominator with the Baroness. Yes, he's here. We're working on something together. Okay, bye-bye.
Anime Fan 18.0 presents a Dragon Ball Z Pokemon crossover humor fic. Hosted on fanfiction.net, Vegeta vs. Pikachu, Chapter 6. Disclaimer, I don't own Dragon Ball Z Pokemon or any other characters from either series. I just decided to put them together for the sake of being funny. Author's note. Well, this is it. The final chapter in my Vegeta vs. Pikachu story. I'd like to thank each and every one of you people who have stood by my side since the first Okay, now with that out of the way, here it is. The very last chapter of Vegeta vs. Pikachu. Recap. Pika? Pikachu asked. Boink! Pikachu fell to the ground unconscious as Vegito lowered his fist. Hey! Trunks cried. What was that for? Vegeta replied with a grin. Just thought I'd even up the score. Trunks rolled his eyes. Finally, Trunks picked up Pikachu and carried him as he and Vegeta flew back to Capsule Corp. The battle had ended, and peace had once again returned. A month later,
Get back here, you little rodent! I'm going to blow you to oblivion! Cried a frustrated Vegeta.
It had been a month since the battle royale of Vegeta and Pikachu. During that time, Trunks and Pikachu took it upon themselves to play a series of pranks on Vegeta. Today's prank, put makeup on him during his nap.
Get back here right now, or I'll blow you to kingdom come!
Bellowed the furious Vegeta. Trunks and Pikachu were making a break for it, running down the hall before Vegeta could catch up.
Yikes, Puff. He's mad today, isn't he? Trunks huffed. Pika, Puff, Puff, Pikachu. Yeah, Puff, Puff, no kidding, Pikachu replied.
As they were running, Trunks could feel his father's ki and knew that Vegeta was about to catch them.
Oh, crud!
Trunks shouted, knowing they were about to be caught. Then, Trunks spotted something that might save them both. A broom closet.
Yes, he hissed as he grabbed Pikachu, opened the door shut, and locked it all in one motion.
Trunks lowered his ki so Vegeta wouldn't know where they were hiding. It was dark in there, and the only clue Trunks would have that Vegeta bit the bait was by listening and feeling for his father's key. He heard footsteps thunder past and sensed his father's key as it spiked by the door, then grew smaller and smaller as he ran past.
Pikachu Pika? Think he left? Pikachu whispered.
Trunks couldn't understand what Pikachu asked, but guessed by its expression.
Let's get out of here, Trunks whispered back. When he opened the door, he was greeted by Vegeta! What the?
Trunks yelped as he stumbled into the corner of the closet and fell over. Pikachu just stood there, looking terrified.
Nice try. But did you really think I, the Prince of All Saiyans, would fall for such a little charade?
Vegeta taunted, a triumphant grin on his face.
But I heard you run past, and it, your key!
Trunks stammered.
Ha! Bellowed the Prince. All I had to do was stomp my feet to make it sound like I ran past and lower my key. Nothing but a simple trick. And you fell for it!
Pikachu just stood there, at first terrified. Then his brain had a good idea. A simple one, but good nonetheless. Vegeta looked down and saw the expression on Pikachu's face.
What are you looking at? He demanded, his triumphant grin disappearing into his trademark scowl.
Pikachu just kept grinning.
What? Vegeta was starting to get mad, and his ki was spiking.
As Pikachu and Vegeta stood there exchanging looks, Trunks started creeping behind him. This didn't go unnoticed, and as Vegeta turned around to say something, he felt a sharp pain in his, well, lower area.
Yeah!
Vegeta cried as Pikachu lowered the sledgehammer he had picked up. Trunks and Pikachu then ran off while Vegeta was down, crouching his nether regions and swearing several cusses. As the dynamic duo ran down the hallway, Trunks asked Pikachu,
Where you pant? Get that bat!
Pikachu, even though it was hard to do while running, just shrugged his shoulders.
Oh well, pant, at least it worked!
Kept running down the hall, hoping Vegeta wasn't behind them. They kept running until Trunks saw the door to his mother's workshop. It skidded to a stop, and Pikachu crashed into a wall. Crash!
Cha! Ow!
Pikachu cried. Trunks walked off and peeled Pikachu off the wall. Pikachu fell down on the floor, little swirls in his eyes.
Hey, Mom shouldn't have the janitors wax the floor so often,
Trunks stated as Pikachu came to.
Pika, Pika, you think?
Pikachu replied, crossed at his goof-up. Then both of turned their heads when they heard footsteps approaching down the hallway.
Pika, Pika, uh-oh!
Sure enough, Vegeta was again running down the hall after the two pranksters.
When I find those two, I'm going to...
Vegeta stopped his sentence. Trunks assumed that he was strangling the air with his hands.
Quick, we gotta hide before...
Trunks started, but heard his father speak again.
Just wait. I'll...
Vegeta stopped. He rounded the corner and saw both Trunks and Pikachu on the floor.
Uh-oh,
Trunks said.
Pikachu, busted, said Pikachu.
There you are, shouted Vegeta. I'm going to blow you to oblivion. Well, Pikachu, anyway. I'll just ground you, Trunks.
What? Aw, man,
Trunks whined. I guess he wanted to be blown to oblivion.
Now say goodbye.
Vegeta raised his hand, gathering energy. Trunks and Pikachu clutched each other in fear. Just as he was about to launch the energy ball, he stopped. He heard something, and so did Trunks and Pikachu. Just then, Bulma came out of her lab. Her first impression was that Vegeta and Pikachu were fighting again. Then she saw the makeup on her husband's face. Then she saw Trunks and Pikachu cowering in fear. Bulma rolled her eyes, thinking, now what? Oh, bother, Bulma said disappointingly as she put her hand on her head. Don't you three ever learn? Pikachu and Trunks just sat there, trying to look innocent.
Yeah, you little...
Vegeta started.
And you, she said as she pointed an accusing finger to Vegeta. Do you ever relax? Good grief, you're letting a 7-year-old and an electric mouse from a carton show get on your nerves. What are you, 5?
Vegeta stood there, speechless. A rare sight to see.
Come here, Bulma said as she took a napkin out of her pocket and wiped the silly makeup off her husband's face.
Vegeta looked annoyed.
You know, I could do this myself, he grunted with gritted teeth. Then why didn't you, Bulma asked, instead of chasing the boys down the hall and scaring the pee out of them?
Vegeta grinned as the word pee made him flash back to when he made Pikachu water the plants after his SSJ2 transformation during their little quarrel. Then he grimaced as he also recollected Pikachu making a toilet out of his own hair. At least you saved me the trouble of finding you three.
Huh?
The trio blurted. Except Pikachu, he said Pika.
Follow me and I'll show you, Bulma replied. With that, they followed her into her lab. As they entered, they could only think one thing. The place was a mess. Papers and machine parts were scattered everywhere. On the oak tables, blueprint after blueprint of some weird machine Bulma was inventing were wadded up, just plain old forgotten. In the corner were a few reject machines that Vegeta assumed backfired. Question is, what were they supposed to do?
Finally, amongst the mess and parts Bulma led them to, a 7-foot-tall machine, shaped in a circle with a hole in the middle of it. Keeping it standing upright were two rental stands welded to the side, and attached to the side was a control panel of some sort. Several wires ran out of the back as it hooked up to different things. For example, one ran to a generator, another to a big screen monitor, and another still to a machine that Vegeta, Trunks, nor Pikachu could figure out what purpose it served.
Well, what do you think, guys? Pretty impressive, huh? Bulma asked, a beam of pride and satisfaction gleaming off her face.
The three just stood there, not knowing what to say. Bulma was growing impatient and asked again,
Well, what do you think?
Mom, what is it? Trunks finally asked. Realization hit Bulma as she said, Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you guys what I was working on. Sorry. Vegeta rolled his eyes, impatient from his wife's babbling, and annoyed from the series of pranks pulled on him in the past month.
I was working on a way to teleport Pikachu back home. What? Trunks screamed. Pika? Pikachu screamed.
Yes! Cried Vegeta, dancing with joy at the thought of his tormentor finally leaving. Hallelujah! Yes!
Vegeta finally had a smile on his face. He looked happy, something Bulma noted to be very rare. While Vegeta jumped around shouting things like, I finally rid of him, and woohoo! Trunks sat on the floor and tried not to cry.
Oh, honey, Bulma cooed, kneeling down to rub his back. Pikachu would have had to go sometime. Be happy you spent as much time as you did with him.
Bulma pulled Trunks against her chest and hugged him. When she let go, Trunks looked over at Pikachu, tears forming in his eyes.
Pikachu? Trunks asked. You ready to go home?
Pikachu stood there and thought for a moment. On one hand, Pikachu liked Trunks and the vast amount of pranks they pulled on Vegeta. On the other hand, its trainer, its best friend, was waiting on the other side. How could it simply abandon its trainer?
Well, you want to go home?
Trunks asked again. Pikachu slowly nodded its head and pointed towards the machine.
Pika, Pika, choo-choo, Pika. Pikachu, choo-choo, pee-pika. Look, I like you guys. However, I have a friend waiting on the other side, Pikachu explained.
It did no good, but it said it anyway. Pikachu looked sad as it said this, and that was all the translation Bulma or Trunks needed. It obviously had family in its own universe. Vegeta was still jumping and cheering, oblivious to the sadness emitting from his family.
Pikachu's going away today! Hurrah! Hurrah!
Vegeta sang. He stopped when he realized that all his family members were sitting there about to cry over dumb little Pikachu. Vegeta's smile disappeared into his skull. Oh well, some good things never last.
Hey, Bulma, are you going to start this machine or sit there crying all day?
Bulma looked up and stared at Vegeta, annoyed.
Fine, if you're in that much of a hurry.
She stopped when she saw Pikachu walk over towards Vegeta.
Oh, great, thought Vegeta. What is it up to?
Pikachu came closer and closer until it was right by Vegeta's leg. Then Pikachu gave Vegeta's leg a great big hug.
Bulma, Trunks, and defiantly Vegeta were all shocked and surprised by Pikachu's action. Mostly Vegeta, though, because he just kept staring and staring, trying to figure out just what was going on.
Vegeta was silent. He was, again that day, speechless. Pikachu looked up with big button eyes and smiled at Vegeta. Then, Pikachu bit his leg.
Eeyah! Screamed a very surprised and very angry Vegeta.
Pikachu just looked up and grinned a big toothy grin. Vegeta was thinking about blowing the little rat to oblivion, but decided to calm down and send it on its way home.
Bulma, Vegeta stated after taking a calming breath, just turn your stupid machine on and send Pikachu back, Vegeta commanded.
Bulma shook her head to get rid of the confusion before switching on the machine. Suddenly, the metal monster glowed with a bright blue light as energy surged in it and was released. A blue glow illuminated the whole room, covering everything else. Static discharges could easily be seen sparking out of the machine. The monitor, even though it was bathed in the blue light, showed a field with two teenage boys, one little boy and one teenage girl. Trunks saw the picture. He couldn't believe his eyes.
Holy cow! Exclaimed Trunks. That's Ash Ketchum and Brock and Max and May!
Who?
Vegeta and Bulma both asked.
The stars of Pokemon! Continued an excited Trunks. That must mean...
He glanced at Pikachu before saying,
No way! You're Ash's Pikachu?
What's that got to do with anything? Vegeta asked.
Well, Trunks said it. In the series, Ash's Pikachu is really strong and not like the other Pikachu.
Weak and useless.
Pikachu? Useless?
Pikachu shouted. Vegeta grinned. Payback time.
Yes, Pikachu, Vegeta said. Useless. U-S-E-L-E-S-S. And weak. W-E-A-K.
Pikachu glared.
Oh, and by the way, he added, don't forget fat and ugly. Pika!
Pikachu started gathering electricity from the machine as it spewed out. In seconds, Pikachu was glowing bright yellow with tons of electrical energy surging around him. Vegeta's once smug face became one of worry as he said, Oh, crud.
Choo! Zap! Yeah!
Screamed Vegeta as he fell over for what seemed like the 100th time since he first met Pikachu.
Fried and crispy.
Pikachu, Pika Pika, at least I'm not as ugly as you are, cried a smug Pikachu.
Trunks and Bulma threw their heads and laughed at Vegeta as he got to his feet.
That's not funny, Vegeta cried.
Everyone stopped when they saw the scar on Vegeta's face. Then, suddenly smiling, said, But this is. He blasted Pikachu in the butt, and the little rodent ran around screaming like a banshee. Trunks and Bulma looked at each other for a moment, then
they literally fell on the floor laughing.
Pika! Pika, Pika, Pika! Yow! Why, you little... cried the hurt Pikachu. Pikachu, Pika! That's not funny!
When everyone stopped laughing, the room grew quiet. The machine was still running, giving off its blue glow.
Well, I guess it's time for Pikachu to leave, Bulma said at last.
Vegeta and Trunks nodded their head in agreement.
Bye, Pikachu, Trunks said. I'll miss you.
Trunks bent down to give Pikachu one last hug, then walked towards the machine. Before it entered, it turned around to look at the new friends it had met in this strange new world. Pikachu smiled and shouted to everyone while waving its arms.
Pika, I'll miss you. Bye, Bulma replied.
See ya, Trunks shouted. Good riddance,
Vegeta whispered under his breath. Yet he didn't really feel glad Pikachu was leaving. Somehow, a little furball had grown on him, even if he was annoying. For Pikachu completely disappeared into the blue light from the machine and whispered, Goodbye, Pikachu. I'll miss you. Pikachu disappeared. Nothing was left of him in that world but memories. Everyone watched the little screen, and sure enough, there was Pikachu, running towards its worried trainer. Bulma walked over and turned the machine off. The moment she did, the blue light faded, as well as the picture that showed Pikachu. Trunks started sniffling, getting ready to cry, and he felt Vegeta touch his shoulder. Trunks looked up at Vegeta, tears in his eyes. Vegeta's eyes looked a little watery themselves.
Dad?
Trunks asked.
Yes, son, Vegeta answered. Will we ever see Pikachu again?
Vegeta chuckled a little bit.
Probably not.
But we may. Who knows? I don't suppose you'd be interested in going to the amusement park, would you, Trunks?
Trunks' eyes lit up immediately.
Please?
Trunks begged. Vegeta nodded his head yes. All right. I'll be right back. Trunks ran off to go get something. When he was gone, Bulma walked up to him.
That was nice of you, Bulma commented, an eyebrow raised and smiling. Yeah, whatever, if you say so, Vegeta replied.
Bulma looked up at him with a suspicious look.
What?
You miss Pikachu, don't you?
Bulma asked slyly. Vegeta scoffed.
Now why in the world would I miss that tiny little pest?
Because, Bulma started, deep down inside, you like Pikachu and Pikachu liked you. You two were just too stubborn to admit it.
Vegeta glared at her.
Hmph! Believe what you want, but I'm telling you, I don't miss that little...
Bulma glared.
Fine, fine. No cussing.
Bulma smiled. For once, Vegeta had actually listened to her.
And so ends my tale about Vegeta and Pikachu. The battle is over. The debt had been paid.
And everyone lived happily ever after.
The end.
Author's note.
Well, that's it. The final chapter of Vegeta versus Pikachu. I had a ton of fun writing this. My skills as a writer, I feel, have improved greatly. And I have a few fans. Yay, fans! I personally want to thank Vegemeyer, who had been a big supporter of this fanfic. I also want to thank every one of you that reviewed my story. I appreciated what you said. Now, as for Jay Leno, well, I say I'll leave that alone. As far as I can tell, he's just some person who likes to flame stories for no reason. Oddly enough, the real Jay Leno annoys me. And here I have some unknown reviewer by the same name. Oh well, anyway, thank you, and remember to review this last chapter. Also, be on the lookout for another fanfic I'm going to release soon. So far, I'm unsure about the name, but the best I have is Dragon Ball Z, The Sado Saga. If you have any questions, or better yet, a better name, pleases, let me know. Thanks!
And so this tale draws to a close. Some questions still needing to be answered. How did Pikachu go into the world of Dragon Ball Z to begin with? Will Trunks and Vegeta ever see Pikachu again? And finally, what debt did Pikachu owe? Did he bet on his own matches? Maybe those questions will be answered in a further episode. But for now, this is Andrew Cook, reminding you there is much drama on the internet. But only the best makes pretentious internet theater. Good night, and the pleasure was all yours.